That was item five. And with that, we'll move on to item six. Ryan, if you'll, whoever's controlling the slideshow here. All right, so we have a report from Texas Water Development Board. All right, Jake, Anita saved you. So Dan, what do you have to say?
Well, good morning, folks. Good conversations. I'll say that I'll share your concerns regarding timeline and all such with our leadership, but still right now operate on given guidance January 2025 as when the event will need to be in. We're finally wrapping up the first cycle contract with Brazos River Authority. We're just waiting on receiving that final check.
Flip on your camera, if you will.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We're waiting on the waiting to receive a check from Brazos River Authority, and I think after that we'll be able to finally close out the first cycle contract. And then, as Ryan mentioned earlier, our board recently voted to adopt the first state flood plan. So thank you for all of your contributions to that, delivering it to our legislature on the first, and then we'll have a nice graphically enhanced version in a few months. Outside of that, I don't really have any other updates. Happy to answer any questions.
I don't know that we have any at this time, but let them know we're getting ready. So they need to figure out a way to process our skinny amendment. And we'll be in touch. Thanks, Jake.
Thank you.
6-2 Pam.
I'll make this quick. We are closing out the first planning cycle with our contract with the board. And of course, we have a contract in place with the board for the second cycle. And we will be signing and executing our contract with HAF this week to finalize that. So we're all set for that. We're good. We're born.
Thank you. So yes, thanks to Ryan for volunteering to be here today. We'll sign you up on a contract real soon. So 6-3, I'm the chair. It's not going to be easy, right? It was difficult the first round because of how fast we went. Now it's going to be harder as we go forward as group members on making those policy decisions. So please stay engaged. Please read the materials. Please ask questions beforehand. Be aware of what you're hearing in your region. I know we're all technically in a slot for a certain industry, but also just be aware of where you're living and what you hear on your local news and you know where our opportunities are for more education or for us to learn more. It's going to be, you know, somewhat of a challenge as we go forward. As you heard, Water Development Board's still figuring it out and adapting as they go. And just by the default of things, just because we were done, they just were able to finally finish their part. So we're always going to be stepping on each other a little bit. And so the process is going to be difficult. We're going to continue to go forward and do what we can to make things work.